I'm Jodie.
And I'm Megan. We're reporting for West Coast Today, and today we were in Oban talking to people ahead of the general election on Thursday.
Here are some opinions from the people we spoke to.
Yes, my name's Peter MacArthur. I'm an actor with Spotlight Musical Theatre Group.
Are you planning to vote in the general election on Thursday?
I am. Yes, I am, yes.
Have you been following the election campaign so far?
I've been listening to some of their points of view, but I'm still very focused on where I'm going to go. Do you know what I mean? So it's the one that I think it will work for Britain and for Scotland.
Without saying who you're going to vote for, have you got an idea who you're going to vote for based on looking at
these? 100%, right from the very beginning, I knew where my vote was going to go, because I think they need to be given a chance to help the young people of Britain and Scotland, you know, and if they're not given a chance, well, what's happening now is not working as well as it could work. So I will definitely be putting my vote somewhere else, and hopefully they get there and it can help the people of Scotland.
So we're just going around asking a couple of questions about the election. Do you know if you're going to be voting?
Yes.
And what have you thought so far about the general election campaign?
It's picking the best from a bad bunch. So, well, I'll tell you who I'm voting for.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm going SNP, and I've always gone SNP, but now it feels harder to vote for them, but then I don't feel like I can vote for anybody else.
And why don't you feel that you can vote for anyone else?
Because you got your Tories, and you got your Tory light in Labour. Lib Dems aren't going to do anything, Green aren't going to do anything, so I feel like it's the only option.
So, are you planning to vote in the upcoming general election?
No.
And why is that?
Because I don't think any of them are going to do any good to our country, or your country, come to that.
And even though you're not voting, have you been following the voting campaigns that have been going on?
No.
Do you know definitely who you will be voting for?
I've got an idea, but I'm not 100% certain at the moment. I know it's only a couple of days away, but I've still got time to decide, and yeah.
Are you going to be voting in the general election?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know who you're going to be voting for?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with any up to date with any of the campaigns that have been going on?
Little bits and pieces, because that's what's helped made my decision. Yeah.
Is that more television, social media? What kind of things have you been seeing?
The live debates on TV, but then obviously all the campaigns on the social media pages.
Yes, we're just kind of asking people, what have you thought about the general election campaign so far?
Well, I think that the Conservatives definitely have nothing to give us. You know, I'm not going to vote for them at all. I mean, I do believe that every country in the world has a right to govern themselves. So that tells you where I stand.
You know? And you don't have to say who you're voting for,
well,
but...
I think that did it.
Yeah, so you definitely know who you're voting for.
Yes, I do. Yeah, SNP.
Right. So are you intending to vote in the general election?
Yes.
And without saying who you're voting for, do you have an idea of who you are voting for?
Yes.
So have you been following the election campaign a lot?
Yes, I have. A lot.
Is there anything that's kind of stuck out to you? Is it more reading the manifestos? Has it been social media, stuff like that?
The thing that really gets me about the whole thing is the pollution in the political system. It's people, politicians who have got right to the top, and they're abusing their privilege by stealing what they can, betting, having rules for others and not following the rules themselves. I don't like that at all. And that might be a voting pivot for me.